You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Liverpool 4-7, the draw 16-5. The draw 16-5, Newcastle are 9-2. Adam Lallana to score in a Liverpool win is 3-1 from 23-20. And Papi Cisse to score in a Newcastle win is 12-1 from 17-2. Liverpool, I imagine, will be concentrating more on the tie away at Villarreal in the Europa League. And Newcastle very much need the points to stay up. And as you've just alluded to there, Derek, it's the return of Rafa to Anfield. So what do you make of this? Are his old club going to do him a favour here?
Well, you know what? It doesn't happen, doesn't it? I mean, I've always had conspiracy theories about teams, you know, like some Allardyce teams rolling over whenever he went to Old Trafford. You know, teams managed by Allardyce and one or two other of his acolytes, the Steve Bruces and so on. They were probably partly responsible for United dominating for so long. That was my conspiracy theory.
Well, Mark Hughes has been worse, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he has actually. Yeah, even though he'd be the most unlikely of the rollover candidates, he has been worse. I'm thinking of the way Liverpool fans would treat this game. Firstly, they're going to give Rafa a hero's welcome, a fantastic reception when he gets there, and he deserved it. He absolutely deserved it. Now, Liverpool fans will celebrate a Liverpool goal like they always will because it's in build. You have to do that. But deep down, you know, I think they will want Newcastle to win this. Seriously. Because all that matters to Liverpool now is what happens on Thursday night against Villarreal in the Europa League. It doesn't matter what happens in the league now. They ain't going to finish in the top four. And it's Rafa. We want him. Liverpool fans want him to keep Newcastle up. And if it means beating Liverpool at the weekend, so be it. And I actually think Newcastle have got a chance. I was impressed by their performance the other night against Man City. I thought they were the better side. And after going 1-0 down against a team like that, you know, to bounce back and even get... You could have easily nicked it at the end with that chance from Wijnaldum or whatever his name is. I'm going to go for Newcastle here at 9-2. I just think it's a fantastic... Liverpool are playing fantastically well and everyone's saying, well, how can you back against Liverpool the way they're playing? But what's in it for them? What's in it for Thursday night? It doesn't matter what happens on Saturday. And the Rafa factor's got to have an effect.
They'll definitely rest players, won't they, Derek?
Mentioned
it on the... On the podcast we recorded on Monday, that they were probably going to go almost full strength against Everton, then rest players for this game. And I think, given Divock Origi's injury as well, Daniel Sturridge might have started in this game had Origi not been injured. But they need him now, don't they, for Thursday night? So I don't think Sturridge will start in this match. Have you heard what the latest is with Origi, Derek?
Well, they said a sprained ankle, which, you know, it's not that debilitating, is it?
Is that 2 or 3 weeks, that, or...?
No, I think he might get back for next week, the way they do things in football now.
Okay,
It might be worse. It might have been bulletins this morning saying it's worse than thought, but from what they were saying last night, I don't think it is.
Right, okay, so he might be back for Thursday. I still don't think they'll risk Sturridge in this game because... if Origi's not back for Thursday, they'll definitely need him to lead the line. Team news is definitely key, though, here. I think that Jurgen Klopp will rest the majority of his senior players where he can, and some of those youngsters that came in against Bournemouth will be back in this game. Ojo will definitely start. I think Jordan Ibe will probably be on the team sheet as well. If you could guarantee Sturridge was playing, he'd be a worthwhile bet at 4-5 to score, I think, because he's now got 50 goals in all competitions for Liverpool. That's despite only appearing 87 times for the club, which is an amazing strike rate, really. And he's got 6-6 in the Premier League against Newcastle as well, so enjoys playing in this fixture. But like Derek, I was surprised by Newcastle's performance against Manchester City on Tuesday night. Very solid defensively. And I think for the first time, we saw the influence of Rafael Benitez at the club, because Jamal Lascelles and Chancellor Mbemba are starting to form a partnership at centre-half, and they weren't exposed in wide areas with Paul Dummett and Vernon Anita. Anita actually scored that fantastic left-footed goal. So even though it's just this away form is disconcerting, Derek, Newcastle have won just 3 of their last 30 Premier League away matches. They've lost the last 9 in a row. That puts me off Newcastle, but this is a key pivotal point in their season. Tempted by Newcastle +1 at 13-10, but team news is vitally important in this fixture. If Liverpool do weaken down, I'd definitely be playing Newcastle plus one, but can't trust them to win this game despite the 9-2 price.
Yeah, I was going to suggest Newcastle plus a goal. And just reading about Origi, he's going to have a scan later on today, as we record this on Thursday, to reveal the extent of possible ligament damage.
Okay.
So it's unlikely, I'd imagine, that he'll play on Thursday as well, which would have an impact on Liverpool's team on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that means Sturridge doesn't play. And Roberto Firmino and Philip Coutinho, it'll just be resting players, trying to get them fit for that Thursday night match. Do you fancy them in the Europa League, Derek?
Yeah, I do. I think they'll win it. I do. Well, they got a good draw against Villarreal. I mean, they're doing okay in the Spanish league, but I think Liverpool will have enough to beat them.
Yeah, do you think they'll win the competition then?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's such a carrot, isn't it? The Champions League place is such a carrot. You know, Liverpool will definitely weaken down against Newcastle. Sturridge won't play now, given that bulletin about Origi. But I haven't said that. They weakened down last week against Bournemouth and still won.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder whether, if Liverpool do win the Europa League, get into the Champions League, how if they'll challenge for the title next season, because that'll bring in the influx of cash and Klopp will be allowed to spend in the summer.
Yeah, but you know, you what you're saying there is that teams that qualify for the Champions League are likely to attract you know, the better players. Well, it hasn't done Arsenal much good qualifying for the Champions League every season, and I think Liverpool attracted Luis Suarez the season they weren't in the Champions League. So, you know, who knows.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.